بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Before we continue, we would firstly like to praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His many ni'am, for His many blessings. And from those blessings, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, my dear brothers and sisters, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to the beautiful religion of al-Islam, which is from the greatest of ni'am, from the greatest of blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bestow upon anyone, is that He guides them to the religion of truth. Subhanallah. Therefore, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us from His many slaves, millions, rather billions of individuals that have passed before, and those that are present to this day that have not been guided, He has chosen us, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, my dear brothers and sisters, He has chosen us from amongst them. So therefore, it is upon us to constantly praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for choosing us, for bestowing upon us His blessing of this religion of al-Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in a portion of an ayah, all praise is due to the one that has guided us to this. This being the religion of al-Islam. Therefore, ya ikhwan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah, it is upon us to constantly praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to the religion. To the religion that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. Subhanallah. Just thank ya ikhwan wa akhawat for those that have been guided to the religion from other faiths. Just think. It is you, ya ikhwan wa akhawat. It is you specifically that was once immersed in kufr. You were once immersed in ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ash-shirk. You were once immersed in disbelief and calling upon others along with Allah. You were once immersed in calling upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You were once immersed in calling upon Jesus in your prayer. Wa na'udhu billah. You were once immersed in sin and transgression as it relates to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah extracted you from that darkness, from the dhulumat, and He guided you ila nur, to the light of the beautiful religion of al-Islam. Subhanallah ya ikhwan. Yaqul Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kitabihi. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the meaning, Allah is the protector of those who believe. He extracts them from the darkness and He guides them ila nur, to light. Subhanallah, you were once immersed in the darkness of disbelief, and then subhanallah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His wisdom in choosing you specifically, He guided you ila nur, and now you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. You follow the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger wasallam in its proper context. Allah has bestowed an immense blessing upon you. Therefore, it is upon you. It is upon you, ya ikhwan, to constantly praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it has been mentioned, that if one has bestowed, one has been bestowed upon, or one has been blessed with a ni'mah, and he does not take advantage of that ni'mah, then it will turn into a niqmah, which is the opposite of a ni'mah. Subhanallah. If one has been bestowed with, or bestowed upon the religion of al-Islam, and he does not take advantage of it, then it is possible that it will turn against him, which is the opposite of a blessing. It may turn into a punishment against him. It may turn into a hujjah, subhanallah, a proof against him. Allah musta'an. So therefore we must take advantage of this blessing, and we must praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us, ya ikhwan wa akhawat. Just think, Allah has chosen you specifically Allah has chosen you, ikhwan, to practice the religion that He has chosen for you. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the meaning, and whoever chooses a faith or a religion other than the religion of al-Islam, then it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be from the losers. Just think, ya ikhwan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he will not accept any faith except for the religion of al-Islam. Think of the many religions out there that exist. Think of the many ways and concepts and beliefs that exist out there other than the religion of al-Islam. Just think. Allah has chosen you from those different faiths that you were once upon. He has taken you from those faiths and He guided you to the straight path, the Siratul Mustaqim, the straight path. We must constantly praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, as we're from the minorities, ya ikhwan wa akhawat. We must constantly praise and thank Allah. And not only that, ya ikhwan wa akhawat. Not only that, we must likewise ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps our feet firm upon this religion. It is not only sufficient that a person says, I believe, but rather it is upon a person to say, I believe, and likewise ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps our feet firm upon this religion. As you have the example of the Messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as indicated in the hadith when Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, what supplication would the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make the most? She responded and said that he would constantly say the most, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. He would say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your faith, upon your religion. Subhanallah. Think of this. The Prophet ﷺ will make this supplication. And there is no one that exists or that existed that had more faith than the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. There existed no one that has ever been even close to the firmness of the Prophet ﷺ. His heart was the firmest upon the haqq. And yet, even still in that case, he would ask that Allah makes his feet firm upon the haqq, makes his heart firm upon the haqq. So what about us who are deficient in regards to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more for firmness. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. Subhanallah. We must constantly make this dua and ask that Allah keeps our feet firm upon the truth. Just think, in every single salah, what do we say? What do we recite? Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. We say this in every single salah. Rather, in every single raka'ah, we make this supplication, this dua. Guide us to the straight path. We're already Muslim, walillahi alhamd. We pray and we recite this ayah. Why do we recite this in every single raka'ah? Every single unit of prayer. We say this same supplication. Guide us to the straight path. This shows us the importance of being guided and staying firm upon the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, we're already Muslim and we're asking for guidance. Ya ikhwan wa akhawat, this is an example for us. We must constantly ask for guidance. We must also constantly ask for firmness upon the religion. Ya ikhwan wa akhawat. Yaqulu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kitabihi. In illustrating the importance of guidance. And likewise illustrating the opposite of it. As we mentioned before, al-dhulumat, darkness, is similar to disbelief. And the light is similar to belief. Look at this second example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. Another ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the meaning, verily, it is Allah who causes the seed grain and the fruit stone to split and sprout. He brings forth the living from the dead. And it is He who brings forth the dead from the living. Such is Allah. Then how are you deluded away from the truth? SubhanAllah. Look at this ayah, ikhwan wa akhawat. Firstly, we take several other benefits from this ayah. We see firstly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He is the splitter. He is the splitter and the sower, as you can say. He is the splitter of the date palm, meaning the seed, you can say. He is the one that allows the seed to sprout and grow. Just think, every single tree that you see, every single form of vegetation that originated from a seed, every form of every tree, every vegetable and fruit that you see that originated from the seed, it had to sprout firstly. The seed had to sprout. It was and that it was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that allowed this seed to sprout. This shows us the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the might, the qudra, the ability and the strength, the quwwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the one that allows this seed to sprout. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not decree this for this small seed to sprout, then it will not sprout. And this shows us several things. This shows us that any action indeed that we intend, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will place barakah in it, that will allow it to occur, or it will not occur. This is all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we must have tawakkul ala Allah. We must have reliance and depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based upon ayat similar to this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He is the splitter of the seed of the hab wa nawa. And then He goes on, and this is the point that I want to emphasize as it relates to the affair of guidance and the likeness of disbelief and belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, He mentions that He brings forth from the dead the living, and the living from the dead. What does this mean? Several ulama have explained this in several different ways. We can firstly take one of the examples that have been illustrated, is the example of an egg. As when the egg is laid, in essence, it is dead. It is dead. It has no life. The soul has not been blown into it. It has no life. But rather, as it goes on and time goes on and it turns into a chick and a soul has been given to it and then it hatches and the likes of that, then it becomes hay. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracts the living from the dead. So in essence, the egg was dead. It had no life. But then from that egg, it hatched and it had life. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you His signs so that you may ponder upon them. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings life from the dead. And vice versa. When the animal or the chick or the chicken lays an egg, the chick or the animal or the chicken is alive, and therefore he lays an egg that is in essence dead. So this is similar to the parable likewise that the ulama have mentioned, that He brings forth the dead from the living. SubhanAllah. This is a sign, ya ikhwan wa akhawat. This is a sign. Another parable, and this relates directly into the topic that I'm discussing, is the ulama have given an example, have given the example of al-hay, of the living, being the one that is living in iman, the one who is living in faith, and the one that is mot or mayyit, that is dead, then he has been given the parable of the one who is dead in the heart and does not have iman, that is a disbeliever. SubhanAllah. So they give the example of one, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ, meaning that it's possible that one's parent may be a disbeliever, may be a kafir. And then from that kafir's progeny, from his, maybe one of his children, from his lineage, in turn is hay, is living, meaning living with iman. SubhanAllah. This is a beautiful example, ya ikhwan. It's possible, as many of us have been guided to the religion of Islam, and we originate from family members, our parents, disbelievers. Many of us. I myself as well. parents were disbelievers. And with Ilal Alhamd, Allah guided me to the religion of Al-Islam. He gave me Iman in my heart. He gave me Al-Haya. He gave me life. SubhanAllah. This is a beautiful example. And the other example that ulama give on the likewise, the opposite end. And as it relates to the first point that we mentioned, how Allah brings forth the living from the dead, we can look at several examples. Such as our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as his parents in essence were dead. They did not have Iman, they were not believers. But rather he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had life. He was living. He had al-Iman, he had the strongest of faiths. SubhanAllah, this is a sign, ya ikhwan. This is a sign. Another example that we can look at, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth the living from the dead. Look at the messenger, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa or Moses, he comes from the family of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun was not his actual biological father, but rather he grew up in his household. And Fir'aun was in essence mayyit. He was in essence dead. He was from the most rebellious and obstinate type of individuals in regards to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather from his household came a noble prophet and messenger, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was al-hay. He was living with Iman, with faith, and the likes of that. And on the other end, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth the living, or brings forth the dead from the living, is the example of one who parents may have been Muslim, may have been alive. And then from those individuals, from his parents, comes an individual who is in essence dead. SubhanAllah. This is likewise the parable. And we can take examples found in the Quran, as many of our prophets have been mentioned. And from those prophets, we have the example of the household of Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam. How his son, first of all, Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam, was living, of course. He was from the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first prophet, rather, after Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore, he was living. And from his progeny came one, his son, who was in essence dead, dead with faith. He did not believe. SubhanAllah. Likewise, the household of Lut, alayhi salatu wasalam, as he was living, and likewise his family. However, his wife was in essence dead. SubhanAllah. So this is similar to the parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of one who is living, living with al-Iman, that has the light of al-Iman in his heart, and likewise, compared to the individual that is dead in essence, that does not have proper Iman, that has disbelief in his heart. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps our feet firm upon this noble religion. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our affairs easy upon us, and that He allows us to die as Muslim. We will end with this. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.